You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
From New York City, the only city in America, it's the show that invented news. This is The Daily Show with your host, Jordan Klepper.
This is the first time the show has let me sit down in 5 years. We got a great show for you tonight, including an interview with AOC. But...
Sure.
But there's a lot to talk about, so let's get into the headlines. It's a day in America, so we're talking about guns. This weekend was the National NRA Convention, also known as Cargo Pants Comic-Con, or the Westminster Stepdad Show. Now, people like to stereotype NRA members as gun-obsessed whack jobs who want to arm little babies. And the thing about stereotypes is sometimes they're spot on.
I've got 3 kids, 2 son-in-laws, and did you know that I'm also a grandmother? Not just once, but twice. Have 2 beautiful grandchildren. Little Miss Addie, who is almost 2, and Branch, who's just a few months old. Now, Addie, who, you know, soon will need them, I want to reassure you, she already has a shotgun and she already has a rifle. And she's got a little pony named Sparkles, too, so the girl is set up.
Wow. That's the governor of South Dakota bragging about her 2-year-old granddaughter owning guns. Bold. When my kid was little, I was covering outlets, locking cabinets, and cutting grapes in half because they might be a choking hazard. Christy Noem is like, here's a shotgun. You're on watch tonight. Six separate Tyrannus. Look, I know liberals and conservatives don't agree on much, but can we agree that you should not own a gun if you don't know how to poop in a potty? Although it is adorable that she has a pony named Sparkles. In fact, if you'll excuse me for a second, I need to address Sparkles directly. Sparkles, this will not end well for you. These people are clearly insane. Run while you still can. There is no time for goodbyes. Go! Go, my friend, go! Okay. Yeah, okay. No, look. To be clear, I'm not bringing up Christy Noem just to make fun of her grandkids. I would never do that. They've got guns. I'm bringing up Christy Noem because she gave us a great insight into what creates the worldview of an NRA member.
My dad taught us life lessons. He taught us common sense, and often those were taught during our hunting trips. For instance, I remember being only about 9 or 10 years old, and we had hunted all day, miles and miles from camp in the high country in the Bighorn Mountains, when my dad turned to me and he said, Christy, hunt your way back to camp. I'm gonna go around this ridge and I'll meet you there at dark. And he disappeared over the ridge. Now, to a 10-year-old girl, this was terrifying. And as strange noises came and darkness fell, I had to rely on my instincts and my horse to find my way back to our tent. Now, years later, Mom shared with me that my dad had followed me at a safe distance all the way back to camp to make sure that I got there safe. Now, before you get all warm and fuzzy on him, I also want to tell you that he made bear noises the whole time he was following me. Scratching trees and growling at me, so, you know.
What an adorable story about alcoholism. Excuse me one second. Seriously, Sparkles, this family is f-ing nuts. Get out of there. Trust no one, except for Tyrannus. Okay, but the real purpose of an NRA convention isn't to tell fun family stories of childhood abandonment. No. It's to explain why all the gun violence of the last year had nothing to do with guns. In the past, they blamed video games, rap music, and for a brief period in the 90s, the Rachel. It can be anything. Well, not anything. It can't be guns. But anything else. And this year was no different.
You want to do something, you can ban social media and kids under the age of 15 or 16 before you take guns away.
This is a mental health problem.
It's undiagnosed mental health.
The motivations of the trans activists.
This is a cultural problem.
Bring back the family.
This is a spiritual problem.
The American media.
Genetically engineered cannabis.
Weed? Really? When I get high, the only thing I want to massacre is a bag of Funyuns. Now, if you're blaming gun violence on weed, you're not even trying anymore. These people are just name-checking things they don't understand on the news. It's weed! It's ChatGPT! It's Love is Blind crashing Netflix! Is that a thing? Is it a thing? And this isn't just the NRA deflecting. They're stoking these fears. Fears of rampant crime, trans people, wokeness, mutant doobies. It's all coming to get you. And you know what happens when you combine a culture of fear and guns? You get the story that just came out of Kansas City, where a kid trying to pick up his siblings knocked on the wrong door and got shot and wounded by the homeowner. That kid wasn't shot by weed or social media. He was shot by a scared person with a gun. And this is the climate the NRA is stoking. They're the irresponsible, loudmouth, hiding in the woods, making bear noises, scratching on trees, so that you feel scared enough to go and get yourself a f-ing gun. But, you know what? It's my first night. Enough about gun violence. Let's move on to something more lighthearted. The corrosive rod of our judicial branch. Of course, I'm talking about Clarence Thomas, the Supreme Court Justice. Yeah, big fans, I can tell. You know him, he's the Supreme Court Justice who's taken more free vacations than all the Bravo housewives combined. Last week, we learned that Thomas had secretly accepted luxury trips from right-wing billionaire Harlan Crowe. And that's his actual name, not his Game of Thrones cosplay character. And now, we're finding out that back in 2014, Harlan Crowe bought a house and two vacant lots from Clarence Thomas for $130,000, which is outrageous. I'm shocked that in America, in my America, there are still places where you can buy a house and two vacant lots for $130,000. I'm mad about the corruption, but I have to admit, that's a f***ing steal. And on top of that, Clarence Thomas's mom is still living in that house rent-free. And Harlan Crowe has paid for thousands of dollars of renovations, all of which Clarence Thomas should have disclosed by law. Although, in his defense, the law is complicated, and he's only a Supreme Court justice. For more on the legal nuances of this story, we turn to Supreme Court expert Ronnie Chang. Ronnie! Ronnie, where are you right now?
Where am I? Where do you think I am? I'm at Clarence Thomas's mom's house.
That's the house?
Well, technically, this is the pool house. I mean, they built it last week, but obviously they're going to do a gut reno because, I mean, it looks like shit.
That's insane, Ronnie. These revelations about money flowing to a Supreme Court justice are, frankly, they're shocking.
Oh, really, Jordan? You're shocked? Are you shocked? Have your precious norms been violated? Oh, no. Somebody help. Justice Thomas and Harlan Crowe bent over and double-teamed Jordan Klepper's innocent principles.
Stop it. I'm a professional news person. I don't have principles.
You know what's really shocking here is this billionaire is wasting so much money buying Clarence Thomas flights and houses and shit to vote conservative. Hey, newsflash, billionaire, Clarence Thomas is already conservative. All right? It's like bribing Nick Cannon to hit it raw. Yo. He was gonna do that anyway. Save your money. Jordan, you know who I do blame for this?
Harlan Crowe's parents for giving him an evil villain name?
Yes, but no.
Sure.
I blame these dumbass, whiny, teacher's pet liberals. Hey, if Clarence Thomas can be bought, then why aren't you buying him? Huh? Instead, you gave Beto O'Rourke like $1 billion to come in third in a student council election, right? Why don't you take that money and build Clarence Thomas's mom a new garage, a yoga room, and a helipool?
I think you mean a helipad.
No, I said helipool, okay? It's a pool for helicopters so you can land straight in the water instead of walking there like a peasant. Maybe abortion would still be legal if liberals bought a pool for Clarence Thomas's mom's helicopter, okay? Is that so crazy?
Yes, it is crazy, Ronnie. You don't fix corruption with more corruption. What is the message you're sending when you let money influence decision-making?
Jordan, I will give you $1,000 if you agree with me right now.
No. I would never betray my integrity for $1,000. Maybe five.
Okay, how about three?
Three? Deal. Yeah, Ronnie Chang is right, everyone. All right, when we come back, my interview with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Don't go away.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Depressing news about gun violence in America. But the good news is that there are people working on solutions. I met up with New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to talk about one possible solution right here in New York City. I met with the Congresswoman at Jacoby Hospital in the Bronx to discuss its Stand Up to Violence program, which has shown an impressive 46% reduction in retaliatory violence in its first few years. As a Democrat focused on violence, isn't that off-brand?
Well, I'm from the Bronx, so it's on-brand for where I'm from.
There is a lot of discussion around what progressives can do about violence mm-hmm. in a big city.
What the data has showed us is that if you respond to violence as a public health issue instead of as an incarceration issue, violence decreases. And that's what we're doing here at Jacoby Hospital.
Are there cops here at the hospital that are addressing the issue?
Hell no.
Okay.
No, this is, listen, and there's security presence and mm-hmm. police presence that is standard in any hospital, but that's not what this program is about. In the traditional response to an incidence of violence, a shooting or a stabbing, you may go to the ER real quick, you get patched up, and then you go straight to the precinct. Mm-hmm. What we decided to do is that we said, hey, let's shift the response and see what happens when we make the center of response a hospital instead of a jail.
When a patient comes to the ER with a gunshot wound, the Stand Up to Violence team works with the victim and members of the community to prevent violent retaliation.
You're essentially talking about preventative medicine here.
It is. It absolutely is.
Which in America, it's not exactly our thing.
We're not known for that.
We're not known for that. We're more of a reactive medicine type society.
And, you know, we have caseworkers, we have social workers, we have therapists, and we also have people who themselves were once incarcerated. Some of our most effective people in this work are the former gang members, former people who formerly spent time at Rikers.
I can hear how Fox News would spin this as AOC tries to defund the police and fund gang members.
If I spent my time worried about what Fox News said, I wouldn't be here.
We're here in New York City, and you're talking about funding violence prevention outside of the police. Mm-hmm. And yet, Eric Adams has just increased police wages by 28%. Mm-hmm. Is that misplaced?
I think so. We are now at a point where officially most officers are paid more than a teacher with a master's degree serving these same kids involved in these same incidents. We are defunding safety, defunding our public schools, defunding our public pools, defunding our parks, defunding our libraries, when we are taking all of those resources and demanding that every single department, except the militarized one, be cut. We are sending a message about who and what we care about.
Here in a hospital, do you ever get the vibes? Do you ever consider a career in the medical profession?
It's funny you ask that. When I went to college, I went in as a pre-medical student.
Really?
I wanted to be an OBGYN, actually. But, you know, life takes us in where it takes us.
I considered going into the medical profession. I thought I could play a handsome doctor on TV. Didn't pan out.
While we were on the subject of national embarrassments, I had to ask the Congresswoman about Clarence Thomas and his BFF, Nazi swag collector Harlan Crowe.
I want to talk a little bit about Clarence Thomas. You've said you would even draft articles of impeachment for the things that he's done.
Yeah.
Has there been any quid pro quo? And I said quid pro quo partially because it took all that effort to learn what quid pro quo meant back in the Ukraine days, and it feels apropos of now. And I don't think I used apropos correctly.
I think that quid pro quo is this bar that doesn't even need to be met. The justice is required by law to disclose something like that. And he hasn't been.
Can you empathize, though? Beyonce came through here and wanted to take you on a sweet vacation. Wouldn't you say yes and let her show you her Nazi memorabilia?
You gotta tell someone about it. But hey, don't put Bae's name on that like that.
I'm not saying she has not. I'm saying if she invested in Nazi memorabilia to show that she hates Nazi memorabilia, she'd want to show it off.
And that whole thing is just, bizarre. You also don't keep the linens around.
Which linens? The Nazi linens?
Yeah. Who does that?
Don't you think if you had $1 billion and you bought everything, you'd probably eventually get to Nazi linens?
This is the distraction of that whole issue.
You're right. We're just focused on that, as opposed to all the money that's going over to Clarence Thomas. Although, if you're a billionaire, can't billionaires have friends?
They can. Supreme Court justices are required if they are receiving money from people. They shouldn't even be receiving money from people. This is why we pay salaries to public servants. Mm-hmm. And if they want to live that kind of lifestyle, then they can resign from the court. They can retire.
Now, I want to talk about the court. It's looking as if the Supreme Court is going to rule on some of the conflicting rulings around Mifepristone. Mm-hmm. Who do you think is going to write the final decision that takes away these vital rights from women? Is it going to be the guy who cried over beer, or is it going to be the buddy with the Nazi memorabilia guy?
You know, my hope is that we do not get to that point. But we also have to face the reality that the Supreme Court has chosen to give up huge swaths of their own legitimacy. Chief Justice Roberts, Clarence Thomas, Brett Kavanaugh, the Republican Party, in them giving up trying to take seriously the legitimacy, the standards, the integrity of the court, they have given up a very large degree of their authority.
The new news in Florida this week is the 6-week abortion ban. Mm-hmm. How do women approach that or fight back against something like that that's happening in Florida?
Of course, there's the standard like vote and mobilize. But I want to put that aside for a second. We do not have to accept tyranny. And this is a form of tyranny. It is a form of violence. Women will die, people will die because of this decision. And it will be, by and large, the men who signed these laws that are killing the women that will die by them. And we have a responsibility to help one another, whether that is supporting organizations that mail mifepristone, which has significantly reduced risk, certainly safer than medications like Viagra. But ultimately, we cannot continue to accept people in power who will abuse others for their own gain.
Indictment week was last week. It might also be a month from now, too. We could have a lot of indictment weeks. How do you think New Yorkers treated former President Donald Trump?
I think they treated him like a Florida man. He don't belong to us no more, okay? He's not from Queens anymore. He's a citizen of Mar-a-Lago at this point.
And you saw New Yorkers treating him as such.
Yeah, why wouldn't we?
Do you think people were weeping when he was booked, as he claims?
Maybe George Santos and Marjorie Taylor Greene were, but not me. Kick it back to LaGuardia, maybe.
Kick it back to LaGuardia? Which is in your district?
Yes, it's in my district, and so is Rikers. And so I have to go in every single day watching people get treated far worse for doing far less. And then, you know, it's like this red carpet that gets rolled out. I mean, if you hurt one person, you get 10 years in prison. But if you hurt millions of people, you get your name on a building.
Mm-hmm. Congresswoman, thanks for talking to me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Stay tuned, because when we come back, Betty Gilpin will be joining me on the show. So don't say that.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
She's here to talk about her new drama series for Peacock called Mrs. Davis. Please welcome Betty Gilpin. Betty, welcome to The Daily Show.
Thanks for having me, Jordan.
Of course. Now, there's a lot of buzz around this Mrs. Davis show.
Is there?
There is buzz.
Great.
You're
good.
Part of it, right? This is what you want, right?
Yeah, I think so.
A buzz? No, you're doing great. She's doing great. Betty's doing great, right? It's funny. I watch a clip like that. Yeah. There's a lot going on, and there's a lot going on in the show.
So much going on, yeah.
In fact, they've told us, they're like, there's a lot of spoilers.
Yeah.
You can't talk about certain things.
So many things you can't talk about. Impossible to promote. I'm not used to doing something so plot heavy. Usually the plot of things I do are like, when is she going to sob or have sex? And that's kind of like the plot twists for that episode.
Screenwriting 101,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. And this plot is like a Rubik's Cube had sex with a haunted calculator. It's the best.
I feel like there's a bunch of different genres going on in this.
And yes, like 100 different genres. I keep saying it's like No Country for Old Looney Tunes is the genre.
That's about right,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, in a nutshell, a spoiler-free nutshell,
yeah.
Essentially, you are a nun who's part of the resistance fighting an all-knowing AI.
Yes, yeah. So the show kind of...
It almost sounded like a joke as I called that premise. It's like, oh, Hollywood and these old cliches, right?
Or right? Like ChatGPT wrote that synopsis, yeah. Yeah, it's a society not unlike our own, but one where an AI or an algorithm like Siri or Alexa called Mrs. Davis has kind of taken over, is in everyone's ear, purports to be benevolent, and there's a small faction of society, myself, a nun included, that thinks she or it is evil and not to be trusted.
Now, how do you train? Because there's a lot of fighting. How do you train to be a fighting nun? Is it
yeah.
Is it Kung Fu? Is it Bible?
You know, it's more, yeah, after GLOW, that felt like falling down a cement staircase every day. So this, I was like, yeah, I guess I fall on my butt like 3 times in the show. It's not as comparable. But I Zoomed with nuns to prepare.
Is that sacrilegious? Can you do that?
No, they love to Zoom. They're Zoomers.
They're like, breaks the monotony. Thank you. What
yes,
do you want
exactly,
to know?
Yeah.
Did you ask them at all about fighting? Like, if you had to fight, I know it's not your first go-to, but if you had to, what would you do?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, on screen, we're used to seeing either like one-dimensional climb every mountain pious nuns or horror movie nuns with like blood coming out of their eyes. And the nuns I spoke to were, you know, 3 very different multifaceted women. And while I don't hold the same belief system that they hold, I was very impressed and had to kind of check the cliche of them that I had in my head, which was very wrong.
So none of them had blood coming from their eyes?
No, not one.
Really?
Maybe the second they de-zoomed, they're like, okay, we can cry blood.
Yeah, water
gone.
Turned to blood. It's part of the whole religious thing. Yeah. I haven't read up on it, but I think that's how it goes down in the Bible.
I think that's what happens. Yeah. Chapter 3 of the Bible.
Now, what is your relationship with AI? Are you fearful of it? You're a wonderful writer as well as an actress.
Thanks.
Do you look at something like even ChatGPT? Do you fear that it's coming for your jobs?
Yeah, it's really scary. I mean, you know, I mean, the internet in general, it's weird. I have a 2.5-year-old.
We were talking backstage, so
yes,
do I.
Yes, Piers, they're going to be betrothed to each other. We arranged their marriage.
Yes, oh, sorry. Yeah. FYI, we've been doing, you're fine. It's actually, yeah.
Everything's great.
It's going to be.
But, you know, I try to limit her screen time and I snatch phones away from her like it's poison. And then I myself can't pee without watching Millie Bobby Brown take a lie detector test because I'm so addicted. I'm addicted to the thing that I'm telling my daughter is poison. So I don't know, I have to get right with that before she's on the grid of understanding. But in terms of AI, I think our show, Mrs. Davis on Peacock, April 20th, is kind of asking the same question that we are asking now, which is, are you our savior or are you our downfall to AI? And even when we were filming, ChatGPT 6 months ago wasn't as much a part of the headlines as it is now. And I don't know, it's really scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
I feel like this show, it kind of asks that question, or it looks at, when you look at guidance, do you turn to technology or do you turn to God?
Yeah.
Like, are you a God believer or an Elon Musk believer?
Right.
Right. Where do you fall in that line? Have you picked a side yet?
I mean,
one's got rockets.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I myself am not a person of faith, but I do think this show has made me think a lot about, you know, church and the internet being these two sort of institutional responses to the same human question, sort of asking why and wanting to connect with each other. And I think we often use church and the internet to do the opposite of what they were probably built for, which is to connect and wonder. And we use it to disconnect and to provide all the answers in your echo chamber. And I think, you know, I look at my daughter and I hope that we're just the generation driving without seatbelts using this to disconnect and get dumber. Maybe they can use it to connect and get smarter, but I don't know.
Oh.
I probably not.
What is your daughter obsessed with? My son loves Gabby's Dollhouse and Bluey. That's going nonstop in our house.
Yeah, I mean, she pooped her pants on Easter, so I don't know if she's like the future of AI. Yeah. But, oh, sorry, Mary. But, like, are you kidding? Yeah, she's like a fluffy Thor Lebowski as a two-year-old girl. She's awesome.
Thor Lebowski?
Yeah, finally.
Now, part of what's exciting about Mrs. Davis, Damon Lindelof was one of the creators of this from The Watchmen, Lost Days. Yeah. I feel like Watchmen was such a compelling storyline that came at big topics from a different angle.
Yeah.
And also, it had the story unfold in a way that feels both mature and like it's cutting ground. You've worked with him before.
Yes.
I wonder like what drew you to working with him again and what it was about this project that you found interesting in its storytelling technique.
Yeah. So he, Damon Lindelof and Tara Hernandez created this show together, and they are both geniuses at what I believe you're a genius at too, Jordan Klepper, which is, go on.
You don't have to say it like a robot. I mean, that's...
Well, I think you're a genius at this as well.
Thank you. Did we get that? I'm glad we got that clean.
Yeah, two cameras.
Perfect.
Sorry.
Perfect.
They hide a thesis statement in farce, which I think, you know, oftentimes when we're sitting down to decide what to watch on TV every night, we often are faced with either joyful and mindless or important and depressing. And I think finding joyful and important is hard to do, but possible. And I think Damon and Tara both do it really beautifully. And I think our show is an example of that. And this show is an example of that.
And joyful sure. and... And what?
Important.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Joyful and important, yes. Yeah. The first four episodes of Mrs. Davis will premiere on Peacock on April 20th. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
When it comes to your job, you're likely well-versed, but what about your skin? Life's busy enough. It doesn't have to be a big chore to get well-versed skin. Check out the dermatologist-tested, cruelty-free vegan skincare products from Verst. It's under $25 and available at your local Target store, making it easier than ever to take care of your skin from head to toe. Podcast listeners, here's an exclusive deal. 15% off at VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. That's VERSEDskin.com with code MEDIA15. Verst, available at Target.